Some may recognize Squeeze and the tune Black Coffee in Bed. Well, I'm not in bed, but I'm more than ready to talk about black coffee and any other kind of coffee. Johnny Boucher is with us on the phone. Good evening, Johnny.
Good evening. How are we?
We are good. You are good. I am good. We're going to talk about some really good stuff. First of all, let's start out. Tell us about the Hope. Okay. By the way, I just want to say to people listening, where we're starting is going to end up in a regularly scheduled. It's this comedy is going to end up in a comedy on NBC. But right now, we're just going to start here. Ha ha! Nice tease, thank you. So, Johnny, let's get back to the back. Let's get to the backstory of all of this. You started a nonprofit organization. You've converted it into this organization and the cause for suicide prevention into a local coffee establishment. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So in 2010, I lost my boss, Mike, to suicide. He was number 9 on a list of 16 individuals I've personally lost in my 35 years of life. And Mike's death, unfortunately, it's like having a bad golf swing. You don't want to talk about it. But with Mike, he opened my eyes to a lot of things. And one of them was that he was number 9 on that list of 16. That also includes my aunt, my uncle. And the one thing that all the people leading up to Mike, taking life that all had in common was that they didn't want to talk about it. So I started Hope for the Day, which is a suicide prevention and mental health education charity based here in Chicago with a global footprint. I started Hope for the Day just to do that, empower the conversation on suicide before it continues to just impact our lives. And the only way to do that is to proactively talk about it and also have great mental health education, because we understand that there's a lack of education in society in general when it comes to mental health. And we've seen that, by simply starting the conversation and raising the visibility of resources, that we can have a bigger conversation about how we've all been impacted. And that led us to opening Sip of Hope Community Coffee Bar in the Logan Square neighborhood in 2018, because Hope for the Day's work as far as outreach, traditionally we do, concerts, festivals, community events, what have you, like we'll show up anywhere. But when it came to creating a tangible product that we could put resources on, we decided that coffee would be the best way to do so, just because so many people have conversations around coffee. I have several conversations around coffee. I'm sure you do too.
Absolutely.
But, we just, said, hey, how can we just start the conversation every single day? And how can we have a brick and mortar social enterprise too, to help fund the work at Hope for the Day? Because all the money we raise through the sale of our coffee and whatnot at Sip of Hope goes back to help Hope for the Day produce our free mental health education programming, which for 2020, we're about to hit 28,000 people educated, which is just amazing. But it's all because of the ability to have these conversations on the good days and bad days. And at Sip of Hope, we know that we serve more than just a good cup of coffee. We serve that community. We have resources available right when you walk into the coffee shop. Even during these COVID times, we're seeing, many people just come for resources, which is great, because our home, theory has been community first, coffee second, but we just have really, damn good coffee.
Right. Of course. Do you brew your own? I mean,
we roast our own coffee now. We used to work with our friends at Dark Matter Coffee.
Yeah.
And one of our goals with Sip of Hope was to one day roast our own coffee, not only because we love so many different types of coffees, but also we just kind of closed our eyes and said, well, we bring mental health education to all these, people. How do we do this to the farms that we buy our coffee from? How do we nurture the communities that we're not just going to purchase our coffee socially and responsibly, but how can we invest more? And we've found that in the short time of roasting your own coffee and having these relationships, that by way of the product and the organization, it's an easy opportunity to say, hey, we have education. Can we bring it to your farm, to our partners in Nicaragua, Papua New Guinea, and Mexico, where mental health is not really talked about?
Right. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic and for how long it's been going on, and who knows how long it'll be before the vaccine is distributed to like 99.9% of the citizens of the world. Mental health has always been a part of the story of the negative effects of the COVID. And I hear about it all the time. It's in every medical report. And I know that a lot of people don't want to talk about mental health. I mean, it's easier to talk about I broke my arm, but I don't want to tell you that I, have delusions. And I think that there's possibly a hesitation on the part of some people to reach out for the first time to a medical professional, but to be able to go into a coffee house is a completely different approach and atmosphere. And I just can't help but think that you've done an unbelievably great thing in incorporating the coffee and the mental health into this, not only the brick and mortar, but the other things that you're doing. And it's really a great thing. I think people are much more willing to talk over coffee than they are lying on a shrink's couch.
might be the thing that gets them maybe to reach out for that.
Yeah,
next
that's what I
help.
Mean. Yeah,
to get it going. For sure.
Yeah, to get their,
yeah,
get
absolutely.
Things started.
And that's like, that's the beauty of walking into Sip of Hope. Even during the the COVID times where we can't have people, unfortunately, sit and gather like they did every single day and pack out the shop. But they still get to come in. They still see the big 24-foot sign that says it's okay now to be okay, which is Hope for the Day's, copywritten slogan. But then on top of that, our baristas are trained in peer-led mental health education.
Really?
So they can have these conversations, not from a clinical standpoint, but from a community member standpoint. And so we've seen it so many times where people have, maybe lost a loved one or a friend to suicide, where they come in and they find that grace. We've seen our first responders come by after maybe a hard day or on their way to work, but know that they're getting that same thing when they come into the shop. And that's the beauty of community and conversation, right? Conversation is the currency of connection. So if we're able to have that conversation together over a cup of coffee, I'm happy to be the coffee shop that wants to have that conversation with you all.
Excellent combination. And we're going to do more on how this effort has attained some attention from, I guess the show business world, when we come back on 720 WGN.
So they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Yeah, they do. And some of it makes its way right up here to Chicago, and then it gets over to 3039 West Fullerton Avenue, where it goes to Sip of Hope. And Johnny Boucher from Sip of Hope is with us. And I mean this in all sincerity. When I hear someone like you tell me about what you have been doing and thinking outside the box on mental health, suicide, coffee, baristas who are mental health experts, and in the community, it makes me feel like maybe there is hope for humanity. You know what I mean? It's like there's so much negative stuff in the world all the time. And then a story like this pops up, and it's like, well, what do you know? Somebody's doing something really worthwhile. And then on top of that comes this headline, Logan Square Sip of Hope, where baristas are mental health experts, inspires new NBC comedy. Now, this is a story I got to hear about, because I have family that are involved in show business in Los Angeles, and I've been a part of some pitches to Sirius, So I know some of the process that has to go through for a headline that like that to appear. I mean, it's amazing. Tell me how all that happened, Johnny. I mean, really.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we opened the doors of Sip of Hope in 2018, we really didn't know who was going to take influence from the work that we were doing. And, you know, we ended off the year in 2018 by being, tweeted by President Barack Obama saying that we were, you know, the story of the shop and that me as an individual was one of five individuals that year right. that really inspired Barack. And I was blown away by that. But I was like, well, if it gets the attention of someone like President Barack Obama, who else is it going to get the attention of? And over, you know, the 2.5 years that we've been open, it's caught a lot of attention. But in March, I had received an email from Damon Wayans Jr., the Wayans brothers, mm-hmm. His production company, Two Shakes Entertainment, saying, hey, Johnny, my name, his partner, Cameron, had mentioned that, you know, they're inspired by the work we do and that they wanted to talk about possibly doing some sort of show around it. And I thought it was a fake email, to be honest. But out of respect for everybody who reaches out to us, we reach right back out to them. And we got on the phone, and I was like, no kidding. He said, yeah, you've really inspired us from the work you're doing. And what's interesting to me is someone like Damon Wayans Jr., I'm 35. I grew up with, you know, the Wayans brothers being very predominant in TV and film. And I reference the film Don't Be a Menace quite often. There's a part where he just says, message! And I say this in meetings and everything all the time because there's so many good messages out there that we take in. We got to soak them up. But they reached out and we got talking, and I was like, this is unreal. This would be amazing. And then, you know, the pandemic had really taken shape in America. So they said, hey, you know, we kind of push the brakes on this right now, but we'll reach out if anything happens. And over the course of the summer, you know, I kept reaching out and saying, hey, just checking in, see how y'all doing, or, you know, staying afloat. Because I also knew the entertainment industry, because we work so much in the entertainment industry that, you know, everybody that touches that industry from any point of it is, you know, has had to stay home and not be able to create right now.
I know.
Out of sincerity of who they are. And I said, hey, you know, just let me know if you guys want to talk or anything. And then couple months went by, and then in October, right around World Mental Health Day, I get an email from Cameron saying, hey, we need to talk. Something exciting's happened. So we get on the phone, and he explained to me that not only did, NBC and Warner Brothers want to get involved with the project, but then we also had, you know, Mayim Bialik. And I was like, huh? What? Yeah. And I was like, from Big Bang Theory? They're like, yeah, and Blossom. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is cool, because like I knew that Mayim is also a neuroscientist. So I'm like, this is fascinating. Somebody pinch me. And they said, we want to start talking about it. And we dove into the conversation, and the first thing that we decided on, especially because I was very adamant about, was that if we're going to move forward, we're going to have a very honest conversation about mental health and suicide, not some, you know, Hollywood glamorized story. And
you bet.
They said, we're listening.
Well, is it from that point that somebody wrote a pilot?
So that was the start of just our working conversation. And from there, you know, the writers, we got to learn about the writers and the team behind this. And with COVID right now, obviously a lot of production schedules are still very, very much delayed. And we're still in a lot of early phases with this project. But the thing that allowed us as a mental health organization and coffee shop with a mental health focused mission was that we demanded that, you know, we're going to take this serious, because if not, we're not going to get involved. And I was very blunt about that. And it's because the work that we do is very, very beautiful. It's hard. It's a lot of lessons learned.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we know that by talking about mental health, we realize we're not alone, right? So let's do it, but let's do it with the utmost respect to the mental health community. And so from there, the whole team has dove into getting educated by Hope for the Day. They've been working with our director of education, who's actually an ex-CPS teacher, and just really learning about how we approach it and how we have these conversations. And it's been a lot of discovery. So we're not clearly yet to, you know, pilot phase yet, but it's just been so much fun having these honest conversations that when this, you know, this show comes about, people are going to see honest conversations about mental health, but also have a comedy approach. And I recognize that, you know, within comedy, that's how we've traditionally talked about a lot of the hardships of life. And
that's
we laugh
true.
At it, right? But comedians have been the most honest, publicly about mental health. And so we can lean into it. We can have a little laugh, but, you know, it's okay to have a little cry on the other side of that laugh, too.
Absolutely. You know, and it's a it's quite a process to go from a concept to actually seeing it on a TV screen or being streamed or a movie or whatever. And the fact that you have these people who decide that they have an idea for something and they convince, and I guess in this case, Warner Brothers, or not Warner Brothers, was it Warner Brothers?
NBC.
And to have them respond in a positive way, that sort of ignites the whole process by what you're talking about, where, okay, we're real here. We are a real idea that these two major entertainment icons are considering, and believe me, that in itself is an achievement, and we're going to go forward and get some sort of idea of what this is about. Eventually there'll be a script, and I'm sure you're going to have input on that, right?
Yeah, we very much have already had a lot of input on how to have those conversations, because again, the team went through our education workshops, which are very easy digestible ways of learning about our mental health and also how to talk about it.
Yes, absolutely. But then after that, after you get to the point where there is an actual script, and then you have to cast this project, then you shoot a pilot, and hopefully the pilot is accepted, and you go from there. But it's a complicated, long process that, you'll see. You'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that's the most thrilling part about it for my team and I is that we are part of the process, and we had the pleasure of, you know, in September we released a song with pop star Demi Lovato and EDM DJ Marshmello with our slogan "It's okay not to be okay."
Oh, fantastic!
Just being a part of these being part of these processes is just so important because, you know, we at Hope for the Day and Sip of Hope, like we love to work with anybody and everyone. But when you see that process come to life and some of the hard conversations and the discoveries that teams have about why certain things are phrased, for example, you know, we often correct people when they say, oh, you know, I knew somebody who committed suicide. Well, it's actually completed or died by suicide. Right. And I had a very beautiful positive conversation with the VP of the Chicago Blackhawks about that, you know, phrasing and how that simplest change in that in how you approach it can make it easier to have a conversation about it. It's a hard conversation regardless, but just some of the ways that we reframe that word, and that stigma, that's what society's told us for so long, right? We still live in a place where people feel that the only way to have PTSD is to be a veteran or serve our country. And I was diagnosed with PTSD in 2018 from Chicago gun violence. I haven't served our country in any other way other than going and speaking to military men and women on, you know, active duty basis, but, you know, to make sure that they recognize that on the hard days, they're still human being and they got a brain and then it's okay not to be okay. And we're going to be able to do the same thing with this show, but it's still going to be a process, but you got to respect the process. Isn't that what they say?
That's what you got to do. And not only that, if all the way through the process, people make connections. And, you know, if it's not this, then quite frankly, it could be something else because people don't forget. And just because something doesn't go as far as somebody wants initially doesn't mean it doesn't come back, doesn't mean it goes somewhere else. I mean, it happens all the time. So I give you guys all the credit in the world for, first of all, putting together the Sip of Hope and treating mental health the way you do. And what a thrill, I mean, to have, you didn't even have to pitch it. You know, they called you.
It's nice when they show up at your door. And we have an open door policy and you know, we believe in building tables and chairs to allow everyone to feel like they can pull up and be heard, too, because mental health is everyone, and we got to build systems for that,
thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us, Johnny, and we'll keep track of how it goes for you guys.